Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you could have first heard this episode 9 months ago if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tics.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Here we go, this is it!
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Dawson, pow pow pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney, so what?
Welcome along, it's the Pig Odyssey again. And I think the Cosmos, Sam, has been listening to us and throwing pig news at us over the past week or so.
Mm.
Because there's a couple of big pig stories. The biggest one appears to be... I'll give you the headline. Pig stuck in ditch, tempted out with Turkish delight.
Yeah, we got sent this by a few people, didn't we?
We did. And it's on the Telegraph, so I'm just using the excellent 12-foot ladder website, which bypasses pier walls.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
Does most of them, apart from the Times. Don't know if it does the IFS. Fucking hope not. Boris the Boar was stuck in a ditch. Firefighters tried but failed to entice the boar out of the hole with slings and guiding lines.
Mm.
He was finally freed with a simpler solution, being tempted by his favourite sweet treat. This happened on Thursday at 11 a.m. in near Chichester.
Chichester,
place of interest?
Yeah, it's a place of interest to me. It's on my list of possible
relocation areas. Yeah, wasn't there going to be a John Chichester series of
James Chichester. What we realized was Jeremy Chichester is basically, we came up with a system that if you do a Christian name beginning with J followed by a place name from anywhere in the UK, it's a great character for a sort of BBC drama series.
Yeah, definitely.
You may remember his enforcer, Jimmy Wigan.
That's right, Jimmy Wigan. He was the rough diamond, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was very much the Terry McCann of the piece.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Jimmy Wigan better than James Chichester.
Yeah, he might get his own spin-off series.
Yeah. I'm looking at this pig story. Is there anything in it? It was tempted out by... Turkish delight. The pig was pictured lying in mud, entangled in rope, but not in any visible pain. And the fire rescue said, "We were called to reports of a large pig trapped in a ditch in Burnham Road near Chichester. Joint Fire Control mobilised the service's technical rescue unit to the scene to rescue the animal. Slings and guiding lines were used to support Boris the pig out, encouraging him to leave the ditch and return to his field. However, he was mostly encouraged out by his favourite snack, Turkish delight! Exclamation mark.
Whoa.
It says in this press release. Boris was rescued with no injuries and was soon reunited with his owner. So there you go. There's not really anything to add to that.
Other than Turkish delight has been used to lure people in the past, hasn't it? I'm pretty sure in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, the Queen, the Wicked Queen... she lures one of the children onto her, horse and carriage type setup that she goes about in, using Turkish delight. Do you remember that? That's a thing.
I don't remember it. I've not.
Wardrobe.
Lion, Witch and the Wardrobe.
Turkish delight. Yeah, it's not something that I'm particularly keen on. Those stories. I didn't like when I was a kid. I just found them spooky, and then when I got older, I found them annoying. But this is one of the key things I remember, partly because in The Young Ones, they did a sort of a spoof version. They did one episode that was based on the plot of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. And Vivian walks through a wardrobe in their student house and ends up in a Narnia-type wintry Netherland, yeah. Netherworld. And he gets tempted onto the Wicked Queen's carriage by Turkish Delight as well. Anyway, says here, Turkish Delight in summary. Turkish Delight is a candy made with starch and sugar that commonly comes in flavours like rose, orange and lemon. In The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, Turkish Delight is a symbol of Edmund's mistakes and his want for something so much that he will hurt others to get it. Yeah, I think Edmund is the cunt of the story. Yeah, it's the ultimate temptation. That's how it's portrayed as, was it C.S. Lewis who wrote these books, wasn't it?
Do you find yourself tempted by Turkish Delight at any point?
No, that's what I wanted to say. I don't know if you've eaten much Turkish Delight in your life, but I find it quite disgusting. It's like soap-flavoured jelly. Cadbury's Try, or Fry's, as it then was, Fry's Turkish Delight, yeah. They understood this and they thought, well, Turkish Delight's got this, it's got quite a classy reputation, right? It's like a posh person's sweet. And they thought, but unfortunately, it's disgusting. So how can we market it to the wider public? Get a slab of it and cover it in fucking chocolate.
Cover it in chocolate.
People will eat anything once it's covered in chocolate.
It goes back to the kind of people we were talking about earlier in the week who go to Wimbledon.
Yeah.
The upper middle classes who are grasping for that upper class status. They'd probably buy Turkish Delight, but they'd buy the stuff that's covered in sugary dust
in a chocolate box. So would you care for a Turkish Delight? Talking of those kind of people, there's a very simple system that I've established for a red flag of sort of, you know, uptight, Middle England, Tory wannabes, right? Mm. And it's very simple. Anyone, and I mean anyone, who has ever posed for a photo whilst holding aloft a champagne flute, right? Anyone who has posed for a picture and anyone who has willingly or almost asked for themselves to have a photo taken of them holding a glass of champagne, like the picture byline used by former tabloid royal correspondent James Whittaker, right? Having a flute of champagne in your hand in a photo is a big red flag. Because it's like this, isn't it? Oh, hello, you just caught me drinking a flute of champagne. Because I am a bit like the Queen, you see.
Well, it's kind of like in Wimbledon the other day, they had to warn somebody because they popped a champagne bottle cork while one of the players was serving. It was on one of the lesser courts, like court number 11 or whatever.
Yeah.
But some fucker was up popping open his champagne while they were about to serve, and the judge said, if you must open your champagne, please do it when the players aren't serving.
Yeah.
Well, and the lady tennis player was playing, just like nodded her head, like, yeah, fucking hell, mate.
Champagne is kind of naff. There's something naff about champagne because it is sort of like a Daily Mail's reader's idea of high class luxury. And do you know the type of photo I mean, Andy? Just like, it's always at some wedding or something like that. And there'll just be a picture of someone in a hired suit and they're holding a glass of champagne, just usually about breast height. But they're really brandishing it, wearing their champagne like a badge. It's like, fucking hell, you can get champagne down at the local fucking newsagents, mate. It's nothing special. I mean, have a glass of champagne by all means, but don't make a big deal out of it. Don't say, oh, I've got a flute of champagne. Quickly take a photo of us. I'll stand by the fireplace with my flute of champagne. Yes, that's right. It's like I'm in a James Bond film.
Champagne's ridiculously overrated.
It's fucking stupid,
There's
mate.
There's much nicer drinks.
I was at my wedding, you know, people come in and you give them a drink at the reception. And my Italian cousin goes to me, what is this drink? Is it champagne? I went, no, it's not champagne. It's Prosecco. And he went, ah, good. Do you do that because you prefer Prosecco? And I said, no, it's just much fucking cheaper. And he found that very funny, but it was true. I can't tell the difference, and it was cheaper anyway, so why get champagne? I'm sure there'll be people listening who might bore us with an email explaining the nuanced differences between the two drinks, but, you know, obviously I don't drink either. I do sometimes have a glass of Nozeco, though.
Yeah.
If, you know,
Is
I'm celebrating
good?
Something. Yeah, it's fine, you know. It's just some fizzy. It's just fizzy drink. It's quite cheap.
Got another pig story.
Mm.
This is local to me. This one. This is in Easington, County Durham. And this was a few days ago. An escaped pig caused chaos after it escaped. That's some good story right in there after the Northern Echo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know it was escaped. We just said that. An escaped pig caused chaos after it escaped and started walking along residential streets in Easington this morning. Some residents may have woken up and seen a pig walking around their street or garden after one managed to escape its owner.
Mm.
Now it would be easy for some readers to say we were telling porkies. What is this? Oh,
come on. You don't need to do this. This is below you.
This is a news organisation.
We won't name the writer, but it's like they really don't need to do this nonsense.
I'm not going to name him. He looks like a young lad. I'm not going to name him. It's not hard to make a living these days in the world of journalism because it's disappearing quickly and the race for clicks is out of control. Thanks to some locals from Easington grabbing some photos of the pig, we can assure you it actually happened. And there indeed is a picture of a pig just walking about as if nothing's happening about 9 a.m. The pig was first seen near Easington Welfare Club and then was seen further down Seaside Lane. Many people wanted to get involved in either helping to catch the pig or make light of the situation.
Mm.
I guess it'll have been more of them doing the latter rather than getting out there and trying to help. Commenting on one of the photos of the pig, one social media user said, "Only in Easington."
Mm.
While another simply added, "That's crazy." However, others were concerned for the welfare of the animal, with one person chiming in with, "Has anyone actually got it safe? Is it safe?" It was rounded up by a kind-hearted member of the public and returned to where it escaped from, with one person confirming it was back home by posting a puntastic post that read, "Porky has been rescued. Some lovely people saved his bacon and got him back home."
Christ alive.
And,
pigs do tend to... There's a lot of escaped pig stories, a huge amount. And I think that more than almost any animal, they just crave freedom. And if it was down to me, I don't eat pork anyway. I'd let them be free. Why not? They could make valuable contributions to society. We've established in this deep dive they're extremely clever. They're pretty kind. They've got great values. And it's not like, you know, it would probably save us a lot of money and land for them not to have to be, like, looked after by humans. I'm sure they can look after themselves. Let them be free. They crave freedom. And we only keep them in captivity so we can eat them.
Get this, it's not even the first time there's been an escaped pig in Easington in the last 18 months.
Mm.
In February 2022, another pig wandered into Easington Colliery Club.
Yeah.
There's a photograph of it. On that occasion, the animal approached all the customers for a stroke. They managed to lure him outside with cheese and onion crisps before somebody arrived to claim him. So there's a problem in Easington with pig security, by the looks of it. I think we can only just wait and find out what's going to happen next, because these things come in threes, don't they?
They do.
Jalapeño.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jalapeño.
I'm just seeing if we've got anything, any notes of other pigs. Yeah, we were going to look at Pig the Movie, which was a Nicolas Cage film. I haven't watched that yet. I forgot to watch it.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
We've got some pig correspondence that's come in. Yeah, that's the pig with the Turkish Delight. And... it is an almost unrecorded that animator genius Walt Disney was obsessed by pigs, says John Varley of Folkestone, he says here. Walt Disney shot to fame in 1928 with the release of Steamboat Willie. One of the first animations where the soundtrack is synchronized to the on-screen action and voices to mouth movement. What is not widely known is that Walt intended this film as a homage to pigs, especially male pigs, and it was originally called Corkscrew Willie, referencing the peculiar shape of the pig penis. I think John Varley has made this stuff up.
Yeah.
John Varley's trying to be funny.
Yeah. Well, this is the point of the Pig Odyssey we seem to have reached now.
Yeah, he's done some more facts. I'll put in inverted commas facts. And then he says at the end, for some reason you won't find this in Wikipedia. It's because you've made it up, John.
Shame, isn't it?
You've wasted our time on this Pig Odyssey.
Yeah.
You've embarrassed yourself. We've revealed your real name now. We've revealed your location inadvertently. I hadn't read this first. I hadn't pre-assessed it. And now that we all know that you live in Folkestone.
Oh dear.
And that you're a liar.
And the Folkestone, funny one. The Folkestone liar.
Right, back to the emails then, I guess. Oh, here's one with Lorraine Kelly. ITV's Lorraine predicts Boris Johnson resignation with psychic pig before show pulled off air.
Fucking hell.
That's from last year.
She got a psychic pig.
She had, well, it was not hers, it was just on the show.
Yeah.
Kate Robinson, you're sending us
stuff.
I
know it's time for the regular putt spot on the show where we bring out my psychic pig to make its political predictions of the week. Come away in. Be a great slot on any show.
Would be. I mean, I was going to say we should get ourselves a show pig.
Oh, yeah.
But Lewis Clare would be on the emails like lightning.
He would.
Offering us one at a reduced rate.
Why don't we replace Results Bot? He's been nothing but trouble last couple of years anyway with Results Pig.
What, getting too good?
Got too good, and his lifestyle issues are threatening to reflect badly on us as a brand. So I'm just wondering whether it's time to send him off to the robot farm in the sky and bring in Results Pig.
Might be. I'm just still looking for more pig stuff here. Straight pig. Irish pig racing on YouTube. We mentioned that last time.
Yeah.
God, you know, we're running short on the Pig Odyssey here, Sam. I think it's run out of steam.
I can tell you, I think it probably has. But I can tell you, just to sort of fill in the rest of this, that there was a not an escaped pig, but there is currently an escaped lion in Devon. I've talked a lot about Devon's lion problem. It's something that I've followed.
Googling Devon's lion problem.
It's something I've followed for a long time. I am Googling this story because there's one that I saw last week that was a recent story, right? I met a woman last week and I was in Margate and I said, do you live around here? She went, no, I live down in Exmoor in Devon. And I said, straight away, I was like, right, tell me about the lions down there. She went, what are you talking about? There aren't any lions, right? And I said, there fucking is. It's well known that there are lions living wild in Devon. And I said, if you look in the local press around this time of year, there is always a like story where a tourist was driving along late at night down a country lane when a figure jumped out of the bushes in front of them. They had to screech to a halt. And all they see is the silhouette of what appears to be a lion-shaped creature, which in my mind means a lion.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And before...
What else could it be?
And they freeze, and they lock eyes, and then eventually the lion just jumps back, or the lion or whatever it is, jumps back in the fucking bushes and fucks off. And people say it's because in Devon, a lot of the old sort of aristos and toffs who used to live around there, or maybe still do and own land, you know, they would, back in the day, buy themselves exotic animals because it was a status symbol to own outlandish, exotic animals. And so a few of them started buying lions, and it was a case of like keeping up with the Joneses. Do you know what I mean? Oh, he's got a fucking lion, I'm going to get a fucking lion. So it became fashionable. We're going back maybe 100 years or something, right? And so suddenly, a lot of the local gentry around Devon have all got fucking lions living with them, right?
And I mean, you could buy them in Harrods, couldn't you?
You could buy them in Harrods, exactly. And so they were like, well, but they were shit at looking after the lions. They liked to get them to show off about it, but when it came to actually caring for a lion, that was a fucking whole different kettle of fish, right?
Notoriously hard to look after.
Yeah, they didn't know where they were fucking, they didn't know where to start. So these lions generally just fucked off because they weren't being looked after properly and they weren't being caged either. They were just allowed to roam around the gardens of these big country estates. So the lion's like, fuck this, I'll be better off fending for myself. These humans haven't got a fucking clue how to look after a lion like me. So basically a few of them escaped into the wilds. You know, we're talking about on the wilds of Exmoor, and they found it quite easy to hide. But then they started meeting each other because there was a few of them. And their little community formed. And it was like, oh, you're a lion too. What are you doing here? I didn't expect to see any other lions around here. And they go, well, I got fucking shipped over to be an exotic pet for one of these posh cons, but I fucking legged it because they're useless. He goes, same here. A community forms and they all start having it off. And so basically they've bred other lions. And now to this day, there is a small community of lions who still live wild on Exmoor in Devon. And they only sort of, well, they'll hide during the daytime, but sometimes they're spotted at night roaming about looking for whatever it is they eat, rabbits and foxes and such.
Yeah.
And so if you're going down to Devon anytime soon, just be fucking watch out for the lions. Careful. Yeah.
And you're saying this is a legitimate 100% true lion existence story?
I mean, I've not made up what I just told you. This is what I've read in various different places. Yeah. And I read it many years ago, and now I always look, especially around this time of year, I Google wild lion Devon because, look, this is from last year. Police called after lion spotted, right? This is in the Daily Mirror, no less. Police called after lion spotted despite no animals missing from nearby zoo. See, this is what I'm talking about, right? People can't understand it because there's no lion missing from zoo. So where does lion come from? And then they date it back to people owning lions. And then those lions breeding and breeding and breeding over generations. Police have been sent to investigate reports of a lion on the loose in southwest England. Staff in the forces control room received a call from a concerned local. I'm a bit concerned. I'm local, you see, and I'm concerned. What seems to be the problem? Well, I believe I've spotted a lion in South Moulton between Barnstable and Tiverton here in Devon. The incident was one of five big cat sightings in Devon, in the Devon and Cornwall Police Force area during 2021. Five big cat sightings, Andy, with no correlating escaped big cats from the local zoos. So that's it. That's it. And keep an eye out. Set up a Google alert. I'm going to. There are fucking wild lions hanging around and who knows what else, tigers too, for all I know, in Devon and Cornwall. If you are one of the very few people in the Southwest who listen to Top Flight Time Machine, we don't have many listeners in the Southwest. They don't like our line of humour or our worldview, is what I think.
They're different people.
They've got their own culture and they've got their own podcasts. Fair enough.
Yeah, that's fine.
Fair enough. If I didn't do this podcast, I wouldn't listen. I don't listen to this podcast. It's not to my taste. this podcast isn't to my taste.
The podcasts, they're handwritten, I believe.
Yeah, and
they
delivered.
They go out on the internet.
They're delivered in pamphlet form, door-to-door.
Parchment.
Mm.
Yeah.
So fair dues. I don't blame them for not listening. But if you are one of the outliers in the Southwest listening to this and you know anything, please get in touch via email. tftimemachine@gmail.com. I believe that's the address. And
it's topflighttimemachine@gmail.com.
Get in touch because you may know about this. There's, you know, I think that pretty much anyone who lives in that area is aware of the rumours, and I'd be delighted to know if you've actually encountered one. But as always, do not lie just to get your email read out, or we will spot it.
Don't make up silly, rude facts about lions.
Our main rule
penises,
is no lying about lions. And that's actually a t-shirt that I'm going to get. That goes on my t-shirt list.
put that on. Yeah.
Don't lie about lions or no lying about lions. Dunno. Haven't decided yet.
Okay.
I'm going to do lying about lions. Yeah.
This is embarrassing because the Pig Odyssey I thought would go on for about a year and it's just completely
dried
up. We haven't
got enough content. We didn't watch that pig film.
We didn't bother watching the pig film.
It's a disaster.
All we can do is apologise.
Well, at least we got some wild lion content. That's something. Although I was going to suggest wild lions as a standalone deep dive, but can't do that now.
We fleshed it out with a bit of lion stuff, but it's over. We'll have to start something else next week, I guess. Unless we retire Wednesdays in the same way that West Ham retired Bobby Moore's number 6 shirt when he died.
Oi, funny, if you think that's funny, fucking Birmingham City retired Jude Bellingham's shirt when he moved to Borussia Dortmund and he'd only played about 5 games for them.
Ah, fucking hell. All right. Okay, then, thanks for listening to the Pig Odyssey. We'll be back with the beginning of a new Odyssey next week. Who knows what it'll be? We certainly
horses.
Don't, that's for sure.
Horses!
Horses! Yeah, there's loads of stuff about horses. Yeah, fucking loads. Hell. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.